Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm broadcasting tonight from my bright red desk on a beautiful November night. It's November 15th of 2015. And what we do here at the bright red desk is we talk about what's going on in the heavens above. Excuse me, how we can work. I swear to God, I take a glass of water right before I start so I won't cough. And then I cough. It's just the way it works. What we do is we talk here on the Weekly Weather about what's going on in the sky above and how to work with it and what it means. And then secondly, we talk about what's coming up in the week ahead and how to work with that and what it means. And a couple of you wrote, because last week I said, you know, this focused finger of God that we have with Uranus and Jupiter and Scorpio and Aries, it's a finger of God that actually is very prominent in charts of people born in the 60s. And I had a student at one point who wrote, well, he wasn't a student at that point, he wrote me and he said, my girlfriend says, you can explain to me what a finger of God is. And I'm like, okay, and I explained it. And, you know, in his chart, how it manifested and came out, and then he started studying astrology with me. So what we do with fingers of God is their faded moments. And the finger of God that we have right now actually reminds me of that person in his chart. And it also reminds me of Paris, that we the bombing attack that we just saw in Paris. So last week when I was saying, you know, with this finger of God, it could be a little shooting. Of course, you know, in America there's shooting every day. I didn't realize it was going to be Paris. We'll talk a little bit in a few minutes about why Paris. But we're also going to talk a little bit about what that is. So on the shooting in Paris, there's a hot degree, 18 Virgo. It happens to be my son's degree. So I kind of know that degree pretty well. That was the degree in 9/11. That was the degree on September 11th when the first brick was laid in the Pentagon on September 11th. It's a 9/11. It's a master number. I'm going to be offering a numerology course here at my apartment in January if anybody's interested in attending, taught by a master numerologist, my friend Julian Michael. And 9/11, of course, is a karma number. 11 is a master number, and it's a master number around partnering. So it's an interesting number. And, of course, you know, our country was founded by more Masons who know about the numbers. The numbers are all part of the tree of karma or dharma or the tree of knowledge, depending on how you want to look at it. And astrology, of course, is a branch on the tree. The other branches are numerology, the Kabbalah, the palmistry, you know, basically the stuff that allows us to connect into the heavens, to connect into our soul, and to say, what the heck are we here for? So this week, you know, the Paris attacks, Jupiter, the planet of abundance, not happy in Virgo, not a happy guy in Virgo, attacked Paris. I mean, he didn't attack Paris, the people did, but Paris is a Virgo city. Paris, France's chart, for those of you who are astrologers at home, France's chart is October 5th, 1958. That's the current government we're running under at 12 midnight, 12:01, October 5th, 1958. And if you look at that chart, you see the Juno in it as a 21 Virgo. There was an eclipse on September 13th at 20 Virgo. The Jupiter on the day of the shooting was at 18:46 Virgo, same degree as 9/11 in 2001 in the United States. And, of course, it's 14.5, 15 years since 9/11 happened. So Saturn's in the opposition place to when 9/11 went down here in the States. So it's a hot degree to watch. It's also 18 Virgo is often associated with the assassination of American presidents. And there's going to be an eclipse in spring in March on 2018 Virgo, right? So 18 Pisces, sorry, the new moon eclipse then. So this is a hot degree. Now, why this taking off now? Well, if we look at the chart for the shooting, it was November 13th at 9:10 p.m. That's the official time that seems to be accepted by all the mundane astrologers that I follow on the internet. And one of the things we notice with that chart is that it's very much, it is set up with Cancer rising at 22 degrees Cancer. And it also is getting a nice square from Eris, the goddess of discord, who is also called Twisted Mars. She's Mars's sister. She's at 22:35. So I'm kind of working with this chart and going, yeah, Eris, the goddess of discord, squaring the angles, definitely looks like that kind of event. And then, of course, we have that lovely finger of God with Uranus as the apex in Aries, fire, shooting its legs to Virgo, Jupiter and Virgo. And then the other leg is the 18-degree Scorpio, Mercury and Scorpio. And you can throw 21-degree Scorpio sun in there, too. So the finger of God is Aries apex and Jupiter Virgo. Reminds me of that student I had. And it also reminds me that this is a very complicated finger of God. Okay, we've got two planets that are ostensibly, or three planets that are ostensibly unhappy. They're all in signs they don't particularly like, right? And then, of course, we had Mars go rolling over the world axis point into a sign it doesn't particularly like, Libra, and the nodes switching place, leaving Libra, that they've been for a year and a half, going into Virgo. So we have a lot of trigger energy in the heavens. And I did say it kind of casually, and a couple people wrote very upset. And I don't want to say, you know, the hard part about astrology, when it's working on an unconscious level, mundane level, is it usually shows up in its lower forms. And there isn't really anything we can do about that, except say, you know, how do we get to higher form? What do we need to do? And the nodes right now are going through Virgo and Pisces for the next year and a half. So we're going to be working with those energies for a year and a half, and we're going to be working to understand how they activate. And that transitional moment that we had when the shooting was happening in Paris, getting set off by the nodes triggering. We also had Vesta on the south node, so there's an energy of not being able to go home again, and Mars, of course, on the world axis meaning it's a world event that everybody pays attention to. So our job when we have these energies is to kind of go, okay, what's the goal of this? What's the purpose of this? And what is our walk away? And, of course, whenever I see these, I always say to people, gauge it. You know, a couple of my friends I have a lot of Scorpio friends. They were upset because this is their birthday. You know, like they've got this for the solar return for their birthday for the year. And I'm like, well, you know, it's a big year. You're going to have a lot of choices. You're going to face a lot of fingers of God in your personal life. So when we look at this energy, we understand that it's a very complicated energy. Three planets don't like each other, and they kind of get us focused. Now, I know for me, when 9/11 went down, I was being a wimp. I was still in corporate America, and I was, you know, reading my few clients, read 5-6 people a week. And I was going, well, you know, I'm stealing my salary. My office was 2 blocks from the Trade Center. It blew up, you know. So I went, well, I guess you can go to the office and die, you know. I guess I should maybe make a different choice, you know, or maybe I should give myself permission to live what I really want to do, which is go and do the work I want to do, be an astrologer full time. And that was a good decision, and it moved us forward. So a lot of people, you know, and I've been saying this is a big year for folks. We're setting up the dream for the next big cycle of our lives. This is one of those moments that you're going to look at and resonate to, perhaps, especially if it lands on planets in your chart, where you're going to say, wow, I need to do that, or life is short, you never know, or whatever your reaction is, watch it very carefully. Saturn and Neptune are squaring each other under this. Neptune's also on the world axis. And when we have these events in the world, and this doesn't have to be the Paris shooting. It can be any event that you're paying attention to in your life. You know, something happens and suddenly you're following, let's say, the Mizzou firing, right? So the Mizzou president stepped down and the chancellor stepped down and then the football coach just retired. And I'm like, wow, I'm paying attention to Mizzou. You know, I don't really follow Mizzou football, but now suddenly I'm paying attention to it. Watch what you pay attention to. Watch what the story brings up for you. understand what it is that is being triggered in your chart. These planetary energies are very powerful, and they're triggering stuff for us, for each of us, because we're entering this major transitional period. This year is a major transitional period out of the fixed cardinal energy of taking change, 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 into building a vision of our life the way we want it to be. And it is most important to not build a vision out of fear, but to build a vision out of understanding, compassion, following your dream, listening to your Neptune, taking the time to meditate and tune into I'm okay, especially when the news and the media gets a little crazy and everybody's obsessed and it's 24/7 coverage and, you know, you're in it. You're riding in the energy. So this week, Saturn and Neptune are square to each other, but Neptune stops, and he's going to station and turn direct. And he was at a station degree as of Friday, okay? And we are now going to be working with deep emotions this week that are very much about the universe saying to you, what is your dream? Now, of the T-square energy, the only planet that's in its nice place is Neptune. The other guys are not in happy signs. They're not happy with the signs they're in. So Neptune's going to win. So the best way to handle this is to go to that meditative space, go to the quiet, go to the Pisces, go to where you get into the rapture and you can kind of get carried away. Hopefully a healthy rapture, but if you need a beer, I'm not going to give you a hard time. Give yourself permission to connect on a soul level to what your soul's path is. And as the square starts to form, because Saturn's going to come up to square Neptune in the next couple of weeks, and Neptune is stopping. And Neptune's the only one in the sky who's happy right now. I mean, Venus likes being in Libra, but the rest of the planets are pretty crabby. So they're all kind of crabby. You know, they're all a little unhappy. They're all a little dissatisfied. So we have to kind of understand that it's not an inherent dissatisfaction, but it's about what's the dream for? What's the dream of your life? And finding that space is an important and is a really important component. So if we look at what the universe is asking us to do, it's saying to you, I'm going to draw your attention to something that's unusual, explosive. Uranus and Aries, whatever, wherever 17 Aries is in your chart. And I'm going to ask you to do the work, Jupiter and Virgo, to understand the work, the connection. I'm going to ask you to deeply process Mercury and Scorpio, Sun and Scorpio. Interestingly, Sun is at 23 degrees, right, which was today, and it's approaching 23 in the chart of the attack, but 23 was the degree Saturn stationed on, and we're going to have Mars stationed on it next June 29th and in February. Mars goes over it in February, and it stops and parks on it next June. So this is also bringing up stuff from you from last November, November of 2014, when Saturn stopped at 23 Scorp. So just kind of watch the stories. Remember, the universe works in giving you these layers of colors, these layers of energies, these waves. And the planets exist, as it's said in Genesis, to guide us. Use them as your guides. Use them to find your path, to find your karma. They're a branch on the tree of karma. They give you guidance. They give you support. It's not the be-all and end-all, but they give a great deal of guidance and a great deal of focus into how to look at your life. I had a brilliant teacher when I was young named Ken Kimball. And Ken always would say to me, Ann, I always look at the chart. I always look at my chart after it happens to see what I'm supposed to be learning. And, of course, he had a lot of Virgo in his chart. So I like it that way, too. What are we supposed to be learning? And it's not fear. It's not about fear. It's about what's the vision of what we're to be learning. What is the kind of life you want? What is the kind of world you want? It's not a world about fear, fear, fear. It's a world about love. It's a world about creation. It's a world about understanding on a bigger level why we're here. Okay. So next week, a little philosophical, Neptune stationing, for heaven's sakes. I got to be philosophical. It's stationing on my moon. So next week, the week of the 16th of November. I have no idea how it got to be the middle of November. I haven't even started Christmas shopping yet. Next week, the moon is in Cap on Monday, and it goes void at 3:53 p.m. with a sextile to the sun. And on the 17th, it's void with a nice closing aspect. Today it's got a nice closing aspect too, Sunday, the 15th. Goes into Aquarius on the 17th. We have the Leonids meteor shower. And it's in the Aquarius on the 17th, the 18th, and at 3:19 a.m. on the 19th, it goes void with a square to Mercury. So that's interesting information or interesting news coming back at you. So kind of watch the 17th and the 18th. Moon square Mercury, not necessarily bad news, but news that you might go, I didn't really want that outcome. And remember, Moon in Aquarius is a little detached, so it's not necessarily chipper. The moon goes on Thursday, the 19th. Moon goes into Pisces. It's in Pisces all day the 19th, Thursday, all day Friday, the 20th. Goes void at 8:23 with the trine to the sun. Sun trine moon is very cooperative, collaborative, creative, positive kind of energy. So the moon in Pisces, trine the sun in water, Scorpio, is creative and flowing and kind of getting stuff. Moon is void 8:23 in the morning on Saturday morning till 10:12, and then it goes into Aries. And it's in Aries the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, but it goes void on the 22nd around 2:16 p.m. as it joins up with Uranus. So that's kind of a day that can go either way, okay? As the moon in Aries links up with Uranus, the planet of explosions. So that's kind of, I think of that as the aftershocks of the events of this week because the moon was in Sag when the attacks took place. So our job, and of course it was a big Scorpio new moon, you know, so new moons bring us forward. This week we also have two planets changing signs. We have the sun entering Sagittarius next Sunday the 22nd for 30 days of romp and roll and fun and busy, 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 because Sag keeps us out of control crazy. And Mercury entering Sag on Friday the 20th. So that is a lot about the details of things. Neptune stations to go direct on the 18th Wednesday. So we're going to feel the Neptune station. Now, that's the 13th Wednesday at stations. We like 5 days before, 5 days after. So basically, that's till Monday the 23rd. Traditionally, when Neptune stations, a lot of us feel a little bit out of sorts. Sometimes we get the cold that makes us want to go to bed. Sometimes we just really are exhausted and we need to go to bed because we're just tired. And so with Neptune stationing, really honor that you might need extra time, extra sleep, extra by yourself time. And of course, as we are in the build-up from new to full, this is still an excellent time to say, what do I want? Now, I talked to you last week about doing a ritual to kind of launch things into place on that new moon. So you can see how high-powered that baby's going to be because that shooting in Paris really had a lot of energy in it. So that's what you shot off in your chart if you took my advice and did a ritual on that Sag moon or on the Scorpio moon. Remember, the energy in the heavens is very potent right now. Our job is to harness it in our own best interest and encourage ourselves to go, okay, this is what I'm trying to do. On a bad day, I had an email from one of my students earlier today, I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown. Uranus is under enormous developmental stress, okay? And in its capacity as being under enormous developmental stress in Aries, it really pushes us to move us forward into a whole new direction, right? And, you know, that's what it's going to do. It wants us to change. It wants us to live our lives. It wants us to create. So the moons are helpful. Not a great week for moon stuff, but, you know, you're going to be emotionally clear. You're going to be able to create. You're going to feel a lot of feelings next weekend. And there's a lot of energy about how we get there. The sun this week goes from 24 Scorp to 0 Sag. And so he finishes up the back end of Scorpio. And he gets to Sagittarius and begins a 30-day cycle leading up to the winter solstice. I'm just brain blanked right there. So this week, Mercury and the Sun meet up on the 17th. Remember, Mercury was retrograde for a while there. He catches up to the Sun, and the two of them get kind of opinionated. So there's going to be a lot of opinionated stuff on the Internet on the 17th. So just kind of remember, everybody's going to be talking stuff. And, of course, with Scorpio, it's going to be combative and a little unpleasant. So you just kind of want to think, do I really want to spend time on the Internet this week reading what other people say? And I would suggest you take this considerable energy and you harness it and direct it in a new way. Okay. We also have the Sun semi-square Venus, which is a lot about what the Sun wants and Venus, what Venus wants, are at odds right now. So what your desire is to do something, peace, love, whatever, creative with Venus in Libra, and the Sun in Scorpio is like, no, I have to kill you now. Remember, Mercury and the Sun are answering to Mars. I like traditional rulers in Libra, which is not a great place for Mars. So there's a level of ineffectualness that's going to be running rampant. Double-check things, check your orders, see if they did it right, because people are going to be very distracted this week, including yourself. So just kind of double-check and make sure that everything was really handled properly. Sun parallels Saturn on the 20th, which usually marks an ending of some sort, and the Sun semi-squares Pluto. Now, think about that. Venus is on one end. She's approaching her square to Pluto. And the Sun is kind of hanging out between the two of them in a stressful aspect. So this is one of those days, one of those weeks, when you're going to find that a lot of the partnership energies that you're in are under stress. So your job is to say, oh, the partnership's a little under stress, so why don't we all work on our own stuff and get back together? Not a great week for making decisions about partnerships. It's a good week for solo operations, even though people are going to want to make decisions about partnerships. Just kind of take a little, let me get back to you next week when I'm feeling a little better. Because everybody's also going to be a little extra sensitive, right? Because the moon is in, you know, first it's in Capricorn, then it's in Aquarius, which is kind of know-it-all-y. Then it's in Pisces, which is deeply sentimental. And then it's in Aries, which is kind of pissed off. So we've got moons that are not necessarily collaborative with a sky that's definitely not collaborative. But it is directional. Think of it that way. Not collaborative, but directional, moving us forward. The Sun is opposite Admetos on the 21st. That marks an ending, a finishing, a done, goodbye, over, let go. And, of course, that'll probably be when they're doing a lot of the funerals in Europe. And then the Sun trines Neptune on the 21st. And sextile, or Sun trines the node and sextiles the node on the 21st, because now the node is in the last degrees of Virgo and the Sun is at the last degrees of Scorpio. So that's an important connection. I was planning on making this week be a lot about the nodes shifting into Virgo and the whole concept of service and how we work with it, because a couple of you wrote and said, gee, that's great, talk more about it. But, you know, life runs short. So we'll try and do that next week. But we do have Virgo and Pisces for a whole year and a half, so we're going to get to know them real well. Mercury runs 22 through early Sag, gets as high as 3 Sag. He's moving fast because he's finished his retrograde station and he's working to catch up. So he repeats the aspects the Sun has with the aspect to Venus and the aspect to Pluto. And he kind of, you know, kind of stirs them up on the 17th and the 19th, whereas the Sun is stirring them up on the 17th and the 21st. He meets up with the Sun, as we mentioned before, where they kind of stim each other. And, of course, whenever the Sun is combust Mercury, everybody thinks they're right. They're not listening well. And you might not be listening well. You know, you can be combust. So it's also when you have this kind of go, okay, let me understand what a combust energy is. It's very intense, very focused, and with these planetary pictures, pretty harsh. So our job is to go, okay, I'm feeling like I'm going to combust. Let me figure out a way to use this in a different way rather than combusting on the people that are in front of me that are making me a little crazy. Mercury hits the nodes on the 20th, so watch who you meet or pull in or partner with that day. And Mercury talks to Pluto on the 21st when he parallels him. And the Sun will do that next week, but Mercury does it this week. And then Mercury has quintile aspects to Jupiter, which gives him a great deal of energy around creativity, and that's on the 21st, next Saturday. Venus is in Libra, running from 9 Libra to 13 Libra. Know where that is in your chart. And what we watch for there, her hard aspect is her square to Pluto this week on the 20th. Now, those of you with a Venus-Pluto aspect always have a very strong triangle energy. This week, all of us are going to be dealing with triangles, and unfortunately, the planets in the heavens indicate they might be triangles we don't much like. So watch for those triangles, open them up, pay attention to how they're showing up in your life, decide if you want to use them or you don't want to use them, but do be conscious of them. I had a reading with a woman the other day, and she's like, well, whenever I see a triangle, I walk away. And I'm like, and how's that working for you? And basically not, because when she walks away, then the triangle runs off and does bad things. So you want to kind of insert yourself with the Venus square the Pluto. Remember, Pluto's kind of catching up where he was last spring, where he was December of last year, where he was in January, February. And Venus has had a whole bunch of new experiences, and she's in a really nice sign. So she can say to Pluto, you know, I think maybe you're a little bit difficult. And, of course, remember earlier in the week, she had the semi-square from the Sun and Pluto, which often means you get told something you really didn't want to hear, or somebody reveals something to you that you really didn't want to know. That's the semi-square energy. It's a stress, gives us a semi-square, but doesn't necessarily give us a solution. So kind of watch for the stress without the solution, and then figure out what you want to do with it. Venus has a hard aspect to Admetos, marking an ending on the Monday, on Sunday the 21st. Mars this week is all over the nodes. So, you know, he's on the equator. He just came out of Virgo into the nodes, and so he is talking to them. He's right on them, and so a lot of important connections. Obviously, people leaving with Mars on the node of fate, the north node of fate, calling us to our destiny. A lot of invitations. So take the invitations you get and say, wow, thanks for the invitation. There'll be aspects on the 16th. There'll be aspects on the 19th. And watch who you meet, and also watch who you want to partner with and who you don't want to partner with. Sometimes it's good to leave things behind. Mars parallels Chiron on the 22nd, which offers us an opportunity to heal a wound. There's a relationship that's under enormous developmental stress on the 18th, and perhaps it's time for that relationship to adjust its format, its structure, how we're in it. Doesn't mean you have to get rid of it, but it does mean you might want to think about, well, is it actually serving you? And if it's not, modify your relationship to it. Neptune, of course, stations. We've already talked about that on the 18th. 5 days before, the 5 days after, we really feel. There's a high creative aspect with Uranus being a quintile to Ceres, really creating very strongly. And then Saturn talks to Pallas Athena, helping us see things we hadn't seen before. Excuse me. And Neptune is, Saturn also talks to Ceres, helping us understand where we can partner, nurture, create in a slightly better way. And the rest of the week is pretty quiet. The Neptune station we do want to watch. When Neptune was at that degree, he's going to station at 7:01. So what we're doing is, hi, British lady. We're going, British lady just said 90 seconds. We're going back to when Neptune was at 7:01, which was February 19th of 2015. So there'll be a repeat of the story from then, or a visiting of the story from February 19th of 2015, when Neptune was at this degree. Because remember, he's parking there now. And he's kind of saying, remember last February? Of course, that's where Pluto was, too. So there's a story between them that you want to kind of explore. And just, you know, really, 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 this week, be gentle with yourself. Rough week. People are going to be very wired. That finger of God's still in place, not breaking up real fast, okay? Jupiter and, you know, Uranus is going retrograde, Jupiter's going direct, you know, the Sun and Mercury are moving out, but it's just kind of a residual hard, plus the Mars is on the node. So we're invited to a new place. We're invited to a new thing. And our job is really to honor what that invitation is and to go gently and to be kind, because everybody else is having this energy too. So on that note, I'm signing off and wishing you all a great week of November 15th. Column will be up tomorrow. Check it out. I've been working on it. Take care. Bye-bye.